From VOA Learning English, this is the Education Report. Immigration reform is a top policy goal in Washington this year. President Obama and a group of Democratic and Republican senators who are writing legislation agree on one thing. Millions of immigrants who are in the United States illegally will have to start learning English before they can begin the legalization process. But school systems that suffered during the recent recession are still cutting or eliminating English classes. The crowding is especially bad in California. That state is home to one of every four non-English-speaking immigrants in the United States. But Margie McHugh of the Migration Policy Institute predicts a huge amount of unmet demand for English training all across the country.
A provision driving people trying to learn English and prove that they've learned English will touch off demand that is pretty certainly not going to be able to be met. All across the country, there are very severe capacity issues with systems being able to meet the existing demand. Overall in the U.S., we've lost about 25% of the capacity of the system.
Until recently, California law provided money to be used just for adult education. But to help schools meet funding shortages, state legislators let them use that money for other programs. That has meant a 90% cut for the adult school in Fontana, California. And that has meant no room for Maria Flores in an advanced beginner English course. They put me in the basic course, and that's, hello, good morning, how are you? I already know that. I need to practice, but often there's no room, she says. Cindy Gleason is the school principal.
Sometimes it can be discouraging not to know whether additional cuts are still coming and how we'll be able to offer the services that our students and community need.
In Los Angeles, the adult education program has been cut by 75%. Once, the school district offered English at hundreds of neighborhood sites with day and evening classes. This year, the teaching hours will be reduced. Adult Education Administrator Andres Amigueras hopes to fill the gap with regional educational centers. One center, for example, offers automotive repair and other job training classes by day and English by night.
We're moving to serve as many people for the dollar as we can. The biggest bang for the buck, as the old saying goes.
California Governor Jerry Brown wants to take responsibility for adult education away from school districts. Their main focus is on children. He wants to give the responsibility to community colleges. But English language teachers say that might not work for students who need basic one-on-one instruction. Adult schools across the country are experimenting with computerized English instruction. They hope the software will help substitute for the individual attention that beginning students need. And that's the Education Report from VOA Learning English. I'm Faith Lapidus.